Kickoff. Rock, sport and talk. Radio City Talk.
Okay, let's talk about the Ann Williams Memorial Golf Day. So every year, Steve Martin comes in to talk it up ahead of it happening. What happened? I got confused and it all turned into a mess. They've had the event, but he's come in to reflect on what was another brilliant day for not just the golfers, but for what it all means. Morning, Steve. Nice morning. To see
thanks
you.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. What year are we in now? How many years have you done it for?
This was the seventh year.
7 years.
7 years.
And it's grown markedly, hasn't it, in that time?
Doubled. Pretty much, you know, the first year we had 32 players, we had 72 this year, and since LFC TV put the video out of the event this year, we've been inundated of people from all over the world wanting to come and play. And I'm not exaggerating when I say that. Australia, the furthest person, America, you know, we all know how big the Liverpool support is worldwide, and literally inundated. And we've got to be very, very sensible that this doesn't go out of control.
Yeah. No, brilliant profile. For anyone who's not aware of it, we say every year, just give us the background, how it started and the connection with Ann Williams.
Ann's son, Kevin, passed away in April, 15th of April, 89, at Hillsborough. And ever since then, Ann fought tirelessly, heroically, courageously to get Kevin's story heard. She went to the European courts. When one door closed in her face, she forced open another one. And ultimately, that was all for the love of her son, Kevin. Now, as a parent myself, I couldn't comprehend what situation Ann was in, but she fought tooth and nail. And ultimately what's happened since then is a result of Ann's fight and determination to get Kevin's story heard. As four organisers, we felt we had to do something to honour that legacy that she fought for. And 7 years later, thousands of pounds raised for numerous different charities. The event, it's a special place. You know, we have a day, we have a saying, a special day for a special lady. And we make sure that we do this event professionally, respectfully, and ultimately respect Ann for what she's done. And if it wasn't for Ann, people wouldn't be where they are today.
So it is about bringing people together, also about raising money as well. Where does some of the monies go to?
This year was Kinship Carers, which are based in Ellergreen in Norris Green. If people don't know about this charity, it's simply amazing. It's a wonderful service that they provide. If a family could end up caring for someone else's child for whatever reason, be it bereavement, abusive, whatever reason their biological parents can't raise that child, a family will take care of them and they're called a kinship carer. And they support them families who feel isolated and got no support or whatever else. Now, this year we've raised the most money we've ever raised from our golf day. And it's going, every penny will go to them and they can do whatever they want with it. If they want to treat families, take them on trips. Last year, they took some of their families to France on a summer camp. Whatever they want to do, they deserve every penny because, as I say, it's a remarkable service. We will never ever, as in four organisers, we will never ever pick a mainstream charity to benefit from this day.
So you want to change it each year and help other areas?
It'll always be the smaller people in the world who get up and make a big, big difference. Macmillan don't need that X amount of money that they raise. That's not disrespecting them, but there are so many other people who get no support of anyone who are trying to make a massive difference. And I'm pretty certain if we would have said to Ann, this is what we're going to do in your memory, she'd be just overwhelmed by it. I get overwhelmed by it, by what we've achieved and what we've managed to put on. I know I do all the talking, but there's four lads who put this event on.
Go on, give us the names.
There's myself, Andy, Gaz and Sean. Sean stays in the background, does all the fundraising on Twitter, all the Just Giving links. You'll see it's the Hood of Claw 66 on Twitter. He's everywhere with it. Gaz is the member of Heighton and Prescott Golf Club, so he deals with them. And Andy's our scores on the doors. He takes care of all the important stuff on the day. If Andy didn't do the golf, we wouldn't have a day. Do you know what I mean? And I just do this part of it.
You're the committee.
Yeah, but without the four of us, the event doesn't take place. And I can't stress that enough. All the lads say, Steve, you do 90% of it. That's irrelevant to me. We all make the team and we all do our part to make this day the success that it is.
Give us the name of that charity again. It's called
Kinship Carers.
Kinship Carers.
Yeah, they're based in Ellergreen in Norris Green.
All right, so if you'd like to know a little bit more, I presume go online or maybe the social media.
I mean, you can put the tweets out. It's at Kinship Liverpool. They've got a Facebook page and they've got the website. But as I say, it's just an amazing, amazing service that they provide for families who need it the most when they're struggling.
Right, so very simple format to the golf day. You invite lots of people. Well, they're not pros.
We don't invite lots of people at all. No, what it is, basically every year since we've created the event, everyone who played the previous year will get a personal invite to take the place back next year. You know, I joke about it. It's probably harder to get in this than get on the season ticket waiting list for Liverpool. and you can't even do that. You know, as I say, we've got literally 35 players wanting, with the names on it, wanting to play next year. Mm. But once you're in and you realise what a special day this is, you don't want to miss out. You know, obviously injury dictates, life dictates, and, you know, weddings and whatever else. So sometimes people do have to miss out. But for genuine reasons, we will always make sure that they get back in. If people just dropped out willy-nilly for whatever reason, then they don't, they're never getting back in. Mm. And that sounds brutal, but it's fair, because people want to be, the people who put the effort in to make this day so special deserve to be, play their part as well.
Talking with Steve Martin, one of the organisers of the Anne Williams Memorial Golf Day. So besides the golf itself, and I know in the past couple of years you've spoken about some emotional speeches and certain elements of the day, which brought it home.
We have Anne's family in attendance, Dan, Anne's brother, Sarah, mm. Anne's daughter, and Anne's grandchildren, and many friends who have played a part in Anne's life. Dan always gets up and speaks very passionately about what this event means to Anne's family. Mm. I don't take that for granted. You know, we put this event on in Anne's memory, but, you know, it's called Anne Williams Golf Day, but it's not just a day, it's an event. We have people travel from all over the UK to play. Once they leave the hotel, they rebook the room for the following year to come back. You know, everyone comes up and says, Steve, you don't realise what you're doing. I don't do it for that. I do it because it's the right thing to do. I do it because people benefit from our day and every effort that we put into run this event as best that we can. Amazing charities deserve. And ultimately, Anne's legacy will never, ever die. And what bigger testament can you give to someone?
Give us the story of the day. Then who was last year's champ?
Last year's champ, well, I can't remember now.
You're gone. Oh, you're in the past. You won the cup a year ago. It doesn't matter anymore.
This year's winners were Gareth Penman. He won Nears the Pin. Phil Winrow and Andy Williams. They won the three Nears the Pin prizes. The event was created on Red All Over the Land. So we'll always pay tribute to the lads on that forum, and we'll always do a best round, best forum players round. And that was him, Elliot Conway. Elliot supported this event from day one. He was behind the scenes. He's done a lot. And when I found out he won, I was just so happy for him, because he deserves the prizes. You know, the prizes that we get, I don't think professional golf tournaments get the level of prizes that we get. And I'm not exaggerating when I say that. The prizes are very, very, very nice.
Well, let's start with one that stands out, because in a week where the world's very best golfers are gathering at Royal Portrush, one of those individuals donated something to you guys.
He did. When the US Open was held at Pebble Beach, this was, I think it was 10 days after the win in Madrid, to the Latin PGA European Tour pro golfer. His brand Ping made a custom wedge with the six European cities on it, with LA, six stars.
It was covered in Liverpool stuff, wasn't it?
I seen it on Twitter and contacted Tiddle direct and said, once you finish with this club, we'd love to have it as an auction prize for our day. He read the message, didn't respond, so I thought, well, that's dead in the water, isn't it? The following day, Ping put a competition up. Due to Tiddle's immense popularity and the social media
impact
of the club, they're going to run a competition and get another wedge printed and run it as a competition. That was an hour after that, Tiddle messaged us direct and said, I want to donate a wedge personally from yourself to your golf day. And I read it and I thought, he's having us on here, isn't he? And lo and behold, he sent us the picture of it being made. And the funny story was, he actually sent us two. The first wedge he sent had seven stars on it.
Oh!
So it come through the post and I looked at it and I was like,
hey, maybe that's for next year.
Well, that's what he said. So we contacted Tiddle and he went to the Irish Open and he had a ping tuck in Ireland, and within literally 36 hours of him contacting him to say it was wrong, I had another one on my doorstep, and it come the morning of the golf day.
So we still got the one with seven?
Yeah. We still got that.
But that one.
It's not that. We always say, I mean, the likes of them wedges and the prize that we get for our auction and raffle, we could easily put that on eBay and cash in, and we're talking silly money, because there was three of them in the world.
Yeah.
And one with a mistake on it. You know, we never ever do that. When we feel like something that we get, which is very limited edition, one-off, special items, we want the lads who support the event, who turn up in the evening, to have a chance of owner. And it was a big Stu Chaddock has got the wedge this year. And again, Stu supported our events from the very, very first one. He sponsors Hole 18 every year, puts extra money in for us to buy the prize, and here's the pin. And I couldn't be more happy that he's got that wedge, because over the years, he's given us well over £1,000, which realistically, that's the value of that wedge. So he's bought that in advance to me once.
Well done, Stewie.
He was just you know, he's a big character nowadays, Stu. Everyone who comes will know about Stu. And I'm so happy he's got that wedge because he is a big, big Liverpool fan. And more importantly, he's an avid golfer and he's a decent golfer at that.
I want to know who the engraver is. I want to know who thinks Liverpool have won 70 European Cups.
Some fella named Michigan in America, where they come from originally.
Into baseball or ice hockey or something. What were some of the other prizes?
We had a pair of Mo Salah sand boots.
Right.
We had a sand squad top from the European Champions. We had... the raffle prizes were just ridiculous. We had hotel stays in Nantes, the big hotels in the city, Malmaison, Mercure, Pullman, to name but a few. We had a Michelin star restaurant donated from Wayne Scholes at Ludman. With Tom's
Duma.
Kitchen. At Ludman, yes, sorry. For Tom's Kitchen in Edinburgh with a night stay to travel. Wayne has supported this event for the last 5 years and he's given us a lot. He was one who donated the prize to Australia the year before last. This year, he gave us a cash donation to buy some very nice prizes, which we got 4 balls to play the Belfry at the Brabazon course and a PGA and a TUI holiday voucher with some Euros, which my dad will ultimately which come out. But
No wonder no one ever drops out of this tournament.
No, as I say, it's jokingly sad. The best round of the day winner was a fellow called John Washington and he walked away with an M5 TaylorMade driver. Now, if anyone knows about golf, you're looking £500 golf club there, and we're giving it away as a prize for one of our golf days, and that's without everything else that come with it.
Right, so, and as you say, it's not really about of things, but actually, if you look at the video that LFC TV have made, and it's fantastic because it sheds light on something that, as you say, you can't really get into at the moment because there's only a certain number of players that can get involved. So Phil Reed from LFC TV, who's one of their brilliant documentary makers, came down and sort of covered the day for you.
Yeah.
And described the piece that he put together.
We've had other reporters from LFC TV come and they've done a brilliant job. Phil's just took it to another level. He got there at 10 to 12. I think he left at 11 o'clock at night. He was only meant to stay for a couple of hours and he couldn't get enough of the day. He's texted me the following day. He said they never dreamed it'd be anything like that. They were just coming to cover a golf day. And he said it's not. It's so much more. That means a lot to me as an organiser that people actually come and get blown away by the event that we put on. You know, Jamie Webb's the place for us. We don't even have to mention him because we fill the room for him. He comes and plays our golf day because he loves our golf day. It's not a boss night. It never will be a boss night. But it's respect. He comes and does his thing and plays. He's a talented musician and plays a musical gig for us. I think he plays 2 Liverpool songs all night because it's not about Liverpool. It's about Anne.
You can see the highlights on that video and it's well worth watching. Just have a look through the official Liverpool Football Club social media timeline and it's absolutely fantastic. It's on yours as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
So Anfield Steve, you want to have a look at his Twitter page as well. And of course, as you mentioned before, it's all about making sure you grow it but keep it within sort of limits. What are you going to do next year?
It's a conversation that the 4 organisers need to have. You know, we're not saying it's a closed shop, but as the 4 organisers, I want to enjoy this day as much as everyone else. Now, if we made it bigger, there'd be a chance that we'd be too busy organising, make sure everyone's teed off on time, if we made it bigger and stuff. So I don't really necessarily, not that I don't want to make it bigger, we've just got to be careful that we don't, what we've built up, the light doesn't get taken away by making it too big. You know, Heighton and Prescott Golf Course have been amazing to us, and I'd never, ever want to take this event away from them. If it got too big, that would be potentially one thing we'd have to do, but I don't want that because what they do for us, we wouldn't have had this event if it wasn't for them. So I don't see why they should be punished if we make this too big and we'd have to take it away. And if we took it away, would we lose what we've created? It's not something that I'm willing to sacrifice and put in jeopardy just by trying to get some more people in who want to be involved 7 years down the line.
Well, good luck with that one. There'll be more details on his Twitter page, Anfield Steve. Always brilliant to see you. Thank you very much indeed. Measure My Years by Steve coming in the studio. Brilliant stuff. Have a look at that video as well on the Liverpool Twitter feed. It's fantastic.
The Kickoff. Rock, sport and talk. Radio City Talk.